Union 1812, The Americans Who Fought the Second War of Independence, by A.J. Langeth, narrated by Grover Gardner. Copyright 2006 by A.J. Langeth. This unabridged audiobook was published by arrangement with A.J. Langeth and Simon & Schuster and was produced in the year 2006 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Dedication for Alice E. Mayhew. Introduction. Union. When their rejoicing died away, the creators of the United States of America faced the hard fact that winning a war had been easier than governing their new country. The crusade against Great Britain had united poor and rich, abolitionists and slave owners, clergy and godless. And yet the Articles of Confederation, their first experiment at unity, had barely seen them through to the peace treaty of 1783. With their common enemy gone, the states were proving to be fatally suspicious and envious of one another. But to take their place among the world's great powers, Americans needed to turn their infant republic into a mature nation. Four presidents spent the next three decades pursuing the goal of an enduring union. Along with their ambitious vision and hard-fought compromises, success would mean uprooting the continent's native tribes and maintaining a willful blindness to slavery. By 1812, America's leaders also came to believe that national honor required a second war with England. Chapter 1. Homecoming, 1783 to 1787. For George Washington, America at peace was proving to be a disappointment. When he resigned his command of the Continental Army in December 1783, he expected to ride off to the perfect plantation life.